All right.
Complete in thee, no work of mine may take, dear Lord, the place of thine. Thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and I am now complete in thee. Yea, justify, O blessed thought, and sanctify, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Complete in thee, no more shall sin. Thy grace hath conquered, reign within. Thy voice shall bid the tempter flee, and I shall stand complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Complete in thee, each one supply, and no good thing to me deny. Since thou my portion, Lord, will be, I ask no more, complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Dear Savior, when before thy bar all tribes and tongues assembled are, among thy chosen will I be, at thy right hand complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardon bought for me, and glorified I too shall be.
Good one, good one. All right. What else we got here?
Before the throne of God.
Hey, let's just keep going. I like it. All right. You got it? You got it?
Yeah.
You're starting it.
Before the throne, that's too low.
God above,
I have a strong and perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is written on his hand. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me then depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart.
Before
the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is great.
Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within. Upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Behold. him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect spotless righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with himself I cannot die, my soul is purchased by his blood, my life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God. Christ my Savior and my God.
Good ones, good ones. Okay. Do one more right now.
That one's always good.
This? Okay. Classic. Okay.
Okay, which one is that one?
I mean, that's not like a
beat. Oh, got it. It's almost lost on work.
Yeah. Oh, I always find it. Towards the end, towards the end. Is it? Right, yeah, it's towards the end. Kind of ish. We good? Alrighty. What's up, Bryson?
I don't know audio quality wise, but whenever y'all start speaking, I like can't hear anything from y'all.
You should be here.
Yes. Yeah, this is my fate. Maybe don't be so racist.
It might be better that way,
right? But like, y'all start singing and I hear like it bits.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're, it's the first time you're getting it accurately.
Look up the song and sing yourself.
Hey, Drake, he's got a picture of you. So, you know. It was a joke about white people looking the same.
Yeah,
thanks.
Okay, all right. I'll go with it, yes. Good.
What light is that shining so brightly for me that gives me such courage the right way to see? What hope for my trusting soul ever shall be? God's wonderful book divine. What hope for the traveler whose strength's almost gone that makes him determined to keep plodding on? What sweet consolation from heaven's bright throne, God's wonderful book divine. I love the old precious old Bible, a light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, always so happy, God's wonderful book divine. What map can you trust as a guide for your soul when tempest would strand you on some treacherous shore? What compass will point you to heaven's bright door? God's wonderful book divine. What hope for the traveler so simple and mild? A map that will guide the footsteps of his child. What sweet consolation keeps me all the while? God's wonderful book divine. I love the old precious old Bible, a light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, so always so happy, God's wonderful book divine. I'll keep pressing onward, I'll never turn back. I know with this Bible I'm on the right track. These words are so precious, so loving and true, God's wonderful book divine. In case you are wondering of which book I speak, it's the only version authorized by the King. Its words are preserved through the ages of time, God's wonderful book divine. I love the old precious old Bible, a light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy, so always so happy, God's wonderful book divine. I love the old Bible, the old King James Bible. Bible, a light on my pathway to shine. It keeps me so happy. I am so happy. Are you so happy? God's wonderful book divine.
There we go. Yeah. Let's do it. All right. Wait a minute.
First page.
First page?
Yes. Page one.
Page one.
What is page one?
Oh, I do love that one.
You can do this, girls. We can do it.
I
think I can.
Okay.
I know. I truly know.
Do girls need guy assistance? Or oh, you got it? Okay.
That's right.
My name is
in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I rise above all doubt and strife and read my title clear. And bore a painful record, but by his blood's a Savior cross and placed it on his robe. Above all doubt. and read my title clear. I know.
I gotta have some voice left for this thing, so, you know.
I'm the singing
it. Thank you.
Oh, I'm always singing a different old girl. I'm not ashamed. It's a joyful noise to the Lord. All I can do.
It's not even
You're loud tonight. I don't know what's going on. I love it. It's good stuff, man.
Actually,
I lost my voice singing that few songs in a while.
I know.
That was good. Something moving right. I like it. All right. Okay, so we're kind of do a review section here, but before we do the review, or like, I guess that the method of doing the review will be passing the ball around similar to last week, but this time just share something that you learned last week specifically. So if you can't come up with anything, that's fine. Same rule applies though. It needs to bounce off something before you can throw it to someone. So it's either got to like bounce off a wall, Alex's head. Yeah, the floor's okay, but it's kind of, you know,
boring.
It's boring. It's lacking. You know, ceiling fan. You know, I like it. So
we don't want to break the fan.
Okay, yeah, maybe not. That's true. The fan would be, if that went down, we'd basically die. So, you know, in like 8 months. So okay. Which, yeah, I would feel bad if it went to Elena. Like, I know. And yeah.
If you're not here, you gotta catch up.
Which, well, hey, you wanna know who's at fault for that one?
Yeah, we know.
Guess who didn't record? This guy. So, yeah.
It's all Jared's fault.
Yeah, so, well, but last week will be a quick recap, actually. I think it should be fine. Let's do it again? Perfect. We'll do a recap. We'll get you there, for sure. Don't worry. So, okay. So you can throw it at someone else because you can't answer the question. Okay. Actually, we can make you answer last week's question. Should we put you on the spot there? Anyway, we'll start with Jordan. Okay, what'd you learn last week? What's one thing?
The Ten Commandments that do apply to us, like what simple things break the law.
Yes, yeah. You got a specific example of one of those?
Kind of like murder, like, you know, thinking that you hate someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Hate's good enough to count as murder, because God sees the heart attitude. Yes, sir. Bingo.
Kenzie.
That's a Kenzie. That's a Kenzie.
I think, one thing I learned was, kind of, convincing someone to believe that they're a sinner, even though they think that they aren't because they haven't done something bad or, a heinous crime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're still a sinner by birth.
True.
It's like trying to tell people that and not like just immediately pounce on them like, are you saved or whatever? Do you know where you go if you die?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, because people don't think the smallest things could be a sin.
True. So small stuff is sins, yeah.
That was not something.
Pounced off you.
No! Do it. Not me. Do not a human.
There you go. She's got a boot. She's giving you a boot. Oh, okay. Which, I don't know.
It works.
I'd say last time I learned just like, or maybe more so, but just kind of like a good reminder, especially when we're doing the talking like side to side, just like a good reminder just to make sure like, it's good just to get to like the root of kind of like where someone's at so you know the best way to minister to them because everybody's in different spots, you know, in the world. I mean, it's like, yeah, we all kind of struggle through the same things, but somebody might be in like a different spot than when you're at. So it's really important to make sure you like listen to the person and actually like hear where they're at instead of just kind of like assuming maybe just by like seeing the person, you're like, oh, I bet you they're in this spot or whatever because they look this way. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, no, actually like hear somebody and like, you know,
be quicker to listen than just quick to like assume somebody might be in this spot or whatever, because then you're actually getting to the heart of the matter, and then when you take time to do that with a person, they're more likely to want to hear what you have to say when it comes to salvation and your beliefs and things like that. So
yeah. Hey, yo.
Drake kind of stole my answer, but yeah.
Solid.
So what? Get out of here, bro. In your words. Like, I was just going to say, like, instead of just, like, reading off the verses, like, to Romans Road, like, you have to get on a personal, you have to develop a personal relationship with that person, and you have to get on, basically put yourself in their shoes and, like, realize where they're from and mm-hmm. how hard it's going to be to, like, get away from that old sin nature, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, right on.
The best way to learn about someone is just to listen, and then that getting someone saved isn't always like a fast process. It might take a long time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep.
Guilty. So I learned that even though we all think that we're not very good at coming up with responses, that every single person in this room had a great ability to have that conversation. And I was mm-hmm. really surprised and proud
yeah.
of that.
Very true.
Let's go through it. 2J, 2J, I'm a bad grower.
Sorry, what was the question? It was repeat what?
Anything you learned last week. Any takeaways from last week?
If you are...
Bryson, you're typing too loud.
If you're... If you break one law, you basically broke them all.
Yes, yes.
That's a good one.
Snagged it. Snagged it. That was good.
That even if, like, you don't actually, like, do adultery, is that how it's said? Okay, mm-hmm. even if you don't, like, do adultery, mm-hmm. if you, like, think on, like, some, like, think about another, like, person in your mind, like, mm-hmm. about loving them in your mind, like, that's still, like, doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's inbound. I was trying to get a little more like that.
Marcella,
that's you. What's up, Bryson?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I know,
but not me.
It didn't work, but I tried. Last week, after
everyone's gone now.
Okay. Perfect.
What?
Yeah.
They're about the laptop.
We're past it. I don't know. Like, you have to be able to get down on that person's level before you can understand why they're where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't
know where that's going. Oh, wow.
That
was
I trust that through.
Oh, boy.
Like, hey.
You're
just like hitting me.
Okay.
Yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
You got it. I don't know. You can do Alex America. You can do, I mean, if you guys got something. But yeah, I don't necessarily. Oh, there we go.
Go
for it.
Oh, okay.
I
don't know what the question is.
Same question.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I
you already answered. That's right.
Yeah.
Answer again.
Yeah.
Answer again. You guys
do better. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. I liked how, well, so first of all, like, obviously asking people questions and stuff, but just like in general, when you can just speak truth or be like, hey, you know what the Bible says about this? You know what? His word is not going to return void, and I think that's always really important to remember because it can be scary to want to go like tell people stuff like that, but. Like, God has a purpose for it. So, like, we don't ever feel like we're doing it and it's not going to get through in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I have to bounce it off my hands.
Sorry.
I
can
go. I think the biggest thing, yeah, just from last week was just kind of just reiterating some things, just reminders, just the person will give you, like, what they need if you just simply listen. And that's just kind of the biggest thing. Don't necessarily think about, like, trying to have the right answer, but mostly just think about, like, being the best listener and in those situations so that you can know how to direct the conversation, basically. Like we saw last week when we had some just good examples that were put out there, just, like, listening to what someone says so you can say the next question, not necessarily just thinking, oh, I got to take them to this verse or I got to take them to this verse. Just, like, there was very rarely any verses that we went to. It was just more like you dealt with them just on the common sense of the issue, you know what I mean? So just, I think if there's one thing that I can just tell you guys or just And it's something I always would tell myself, just deal with people on common sense. And that's something that I always have to keep reminding myself of. So just a reminder.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Because you don't know what words you're going to have prepped. So you might as well just have your heart prepped so the Lord can give it to you. Yeah. But for me, I don't know about you guys. I always forget how much kids your age go through. That's like, I lived a pretty comfy childhood. And I think a lot of you guys did too. You know, growing up in a Christian home with two parents, you're already better off than like 90% of people. So, you know, it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, when you're dealing with your classmates and stuff, it's like, yeah, good reminder to just be like, oh yeah, like kids your age can go through real things and have real stuff to talk about. And so, you know, just sit and listen like everybody else has been saying. So right on.
Hey,
Bryson.
Oh gosh! Oh, I caught it. I'm so cool. The big takeaway for me is I feel like I've learned how to approach people about the Bible and how to approach people about God. Because I used to kind of have like this mentality where that's like the kicker. That's how you start the conversation. I mean, that never really went as well. But like a lot of y'all were saying, like I feel like it's good to try to relate to those people, try to understand where they're coming from, what they believe in, and things like that. And I feel like over time, once you build a relationship with these people, then you can kind of start here and there, you know, kicking in a Bible verse, or, you know, then you can start inviting them to church, things like that. I definitely learned a lot more about how to handle and how to approach that kind of situation.
Awesome. So hopefully that catches you guys up that weren't there talking to you and also people on tape a little bit. I want to go over real fast. So I mentioned that each step on the Romans Road, Grayson.
Listen.
Got to start all over. No, dude, I'm just saying we missed you.
All right. Make it in. Take it down. You got to wrestle me. To
get your back.
Yeah. Please
don't.
Which one do you want? Right here?
All right, so
it's good to see you, Mason.
We went through last week that the acronym that we're going to be using for the Romans Road, SWAGGER, how do you walk down a road? Coolly. Swagger down the road, right? Okay, so, and the first step we're covering, the first stop is sin. So the verse for this stop in the Romans Road is what? Anybody? Yeah, okay, you guys got it. Romans 3:23, what's that say? Anybody got it memorized?
Four.
Okay.
Is it, none have, for all have, come short of the glory of God.
Close.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
There you go, okay, got it. Romans 3:23, nicely done. Okay, so that is the verse that is the first step on the Romans Road. So that's that. The main point of this stop. So you say you're at this, you've taken someone to this spot on the Romans Road. Bob handed you someone from, you know, an altar call. You're talking with the homeless guy at Restart. You're doing something like that. What's the main point of this verse? What are you trying to get them to understand, Xavier?
That they're a sinner.
Exactly. That's all you're trying to do. You're just trying to get them to realize they're a sinner. We kind of talked about how most times people are going to say, well, I think I'm a good person. And, you know, and then you can kind of challenge them on that, right? And so we used the Ten Commandments to kind of go through and show that, like, none of us is good, right? On top of the Romans 3:23, we also over here, if for Elena, I just want you to know that you've seen this. These are all the verses that you could memorize any one or all of these for the S. So we looked at all these different verses that basically confirm the idea that we're all sinners. And one of those says that all of our righteousness is filthy rags. You know, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we looked at all that stuff. We also looked at strategy. So that was the main point and supporting verses. And we looked at this strategy. One strategy that I have and that I think is handy to just have in your Bible is understanding all the Ten Commandments. A lot of times people kind of know what those are. And so understanding how those relate to people. So, you know, you can talk to someone and say, for example, hey, you know, like, I don't know. Hey, do you think you're a good person? And they might say, well, I never killed anybody, right? But then we've got the verse right here in John 3:15, or 1 John 3:15 that says what? That anybody who hateth his brother is a murderer, right? So guess what? Who's all a murderer? Who's ever hated someone in their heart? everybody, right? So, okay, well, I'm a murderer. Shoot. Okay, well, I've never committed adultery, right? We looked at Matthew 5:27. You've heard it said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery, but I say unto you that any man who looketh upon a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery already with her in his heart. So, I need to sharpen that one up. That one's slipping on me, right? So what's that say? Lusting after someone is the exact same thing as committing the act, right? Because God looks at the heart attitude. We looked at, you know, the fact that, hey, if you've ever stolen anything, even something tiny, if you've ever lied, if you've ever envied something that was your neighbor's, coveted something that was your neighbor's, you've broken that law. If you've ever had any of the other gods before God himself, put anything in front of him in life, you've broken that one. If you have any idols in life, we say, you know, envy is idolatry, is what that verse talks about in Colossians 3:5. And so we basically looked at how you could have all these kind of notes, and I've got these notes on my Romans 3:23, just in case I ever need to get in a situation where someone thinks that, you know, well, I've never committed any big sins. Well, guess what? We have all committed big sins. And then there's also the one verse, I didn't write it up there. I don't know what off the top of my head. What is it? James 2:10. That's what I'm thinking of. James 2:10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. So we looked at the concept that even if you'd lived all of your life perfect, but on your deathbed you had lied, then you're in trouble, right? I forgot to write verse 5 up there. 5 is a big one. Honor thy father and mother, who hasn't dishonored their parents at one point in time, right? So that was, I mean, the gist of what I went over last time. I know that's a cursory glance, and we'll spend more time on all these things, I hope. So don't feel like you missed on too much. So at this point, I kind of want to go back to what we were doing last week. I really do. I don't think we finished with that yet. And I also want to give, like, the opposite sides to have an opportunity to be able to, like, try the other thing, right? We had half of you guys pretend to be a saved person, half of you guys pretend to be an unsaved person, and to have a conversation there. I would like to kind of, as much as we can, since we're sitting in different spots, flip that so that we can try something different this time. And yeah, just kind of start off with that again, because I think that was valuable, and I just feel like we didn't really finish all that we were going to finish. So we're going to do one more of those, and then maybe I'll get into wah in swagger today. So does that sound all right with you guys? Okay, I'll pray us in real quick before we get started on this thing, and then we'll get going. So dear Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for this opportunity to just get together, to practice some things, to think about some things, to look at our hearts and look at our minds and figure out just what we need to get into shape, Lord, to be able to do the things that you've told us to do. Is our relationship right with you to position where we can actually witness to other people, or do we need to get right with you? Do we know the verses we need to know, so when we're, you know, out and about, do we have an answer to give to the people that ask us questions? Do we have the confidence that we know why we believe in you? The confidence why, you know, of our own beliefs, to be able to go out and then preach those beliefs to other people? Or do we need to get those things in our own life, you know? I pray you just open up our hearts and open up our minds and just let this time be productive for you, Lord. Give us all the words and help our hearts be open to learn, and I just pray you'd bless this time in your name, amen. Amen. All righty, guys. Okay. So, everybody was pretty much here last week except for Elena and Macy. Okay. So, this is what we're doing, is we're splitting the room in half. Half of the room is a saved person. Half is an unsaved person. Fight. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, this is kind of similar-ish. Right? So you're the only one that's really swapped sides, I think, right?
Traitor.
That's good. Do you want to be unsaved again, or do you want to?
Yeah. Lost salvation.
Jane Grayson
swapped. Traitor.
Jane Grayson. Okay. Cool beans. Well, so this side, we'll split it on. We'll split it on Anna, I think. So, Anna, you are saved now.
Finally.
Amen. And then you guys are all now unsaved. Okay? Deal?
Wait,
yeah, I know. Hey, you're the one that switched sides. You like it so much.
Yeah. Okay. Salvation.
Hey. Amen, Jordan.
Good
Amen.
Job, Jordan.
Good job.
That's like three handshakes
tonight, Jordan. You're on a roll. That's good stuff. Alrighty. So maybe circle up a little bit, get the chairs so you can talk to each other. And then basically we're going to pose the exact same question. We're just going to stick with the question we said last week, which was to the unsaved person, which is this side, right? Yeah. Or no, we said this side. Dadgummit. Okay. This side. Do you think you're... We're going to just start with that as the kind of the intro question. And so last week we explored kind of the option of just like, no, not a good person, right? So this week, pick a different answer. What's another response that your classmates could come up with to that, to the question, you know, so you think you're a good person, what would an unperson say to them?
Are we starting?
So Macy, you're in on this too. So yeah, feel free to...
Do you
want to circle up the chairs? Oh, there we go. Good job, man. Good job. Okay. So as a group, what are we saying?
Yes.
Okay. You think you're a good person. Okay. This side, they think they're a good person. What is your response?
Cool. Why do you think?
Cool.
Okay.
Circle up. Discuss.
Okay. Discuss. Right, figures, share in. Your idea with your team.
Make it a circle here, guys.
Please do. Please do.
Get in here, Jay. Yes.
Get a spokesperson. We'll try it.
That's like pretty obvious.
Okay, so do you have any thoughts on what you would say to that?
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Okay. Throw it to someone else. Let's get a few ideas from this side.
You can
throw it directly. You can. Be paying attention, guys.
Why?
We don't know.
Why?
You gotta say it just like that. Why?
Why do you think you're a good person?
That's what I
asked.
That's fair.
Not like that, but...
Yeah, okay. Any other ideas? Anybody raise your hand if you want the ball, I guess. We'll just... Okay.
You're getting the ball.
What
do you think defines you as a good person?
Okay. Yeah, define that. Okay. Cool. Xavier, you had a good one too. What was yours?
It was hers.
You said the same thing. Okay. Wow. So what's it gonna be? Spokesperson Anna? What are we picking? Why?
So I mean they're basically all kind of same thing. You know, what makes you think you're such a great person?
I don't do drugs.
Okay.
All you love?
No, party. Yeah. All right, we don't do drugs or drink or, you know, that kind of thing.
Ooh. Drink, chew, or go with girls that do. Yeah.
There you go.
But do you do other stuff?
Give me something else.
That's good, though.
Survey
says.
I do a great
lie
or a story.
Hey, there we go. Okay.
Yeah. Open-ended.
Have you ever disobeyed your parents?
Specific. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to add them all.
I don't want them all.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
take your time. There's no pressure here.
Quit looking at me.
Okay. I'll look at Grace.
America is a free country.
What are you doing?
Did you win today?
Twice.
Nice.
I got two bids.
Do you want
a boy? Atta boy.
Can we call them pancakes? Even though they're not pancakes.
Why do you think
just associate you with pancakes now?
Hey, okay. You want a secret?
We're going to call you Flapjack now.
I like that. That's good.
Okay. Yeah, right? Yeah, just
go. We got a couple of angles here. I'm not sure which way we want to go.
Okay.
This way.
So discuss amongst yourselves.
This way? All right, guys, so we got you. You can combine your answers.
And be like, okay, so have you done other things, like maybe lie or disobey your parents or do that? Or you could, like you said. Well, don't you want to do that?
Oh, I have something to add.
Okay. I like it.
Or disobey like any authoritative figure, like a teacher.
I think that's a good idea. I like the have you ever.
Okay, so.
Is that what we're going with?
Spokesperson.
So we'll go with that first?
Are you perfect?
Exactly.
Oh. Okay.
We might get there, right? I'm gonna start with the you've never done anything wrong at all, like drugs, drinking, blah blah. But you know, you've missed curfew, you've lied, you've had detention.
Missed curfew.
Right? I know this has happened. Guilty of all.
Yeah, it's just like, I just went back to my
all
list.
Of the events.
You, what do you think? Party. What do you want to say? What did I say?
I'm not going to
say
anything.
What
did I
say?
What
did the easy answer?
Hello?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, listen. All right. So you haven't done drugs, you haven't, what was the other one? Party? Whatever.
Yes, party.
No party. You've done any of that, but like, have you ever done anything wrong? Like, anything at all? Like,
never.
My parents gotten in trouble?
Like, yes, but like, we've said, we've apologized, and we've made it right.
Okay.
Don't like
that.
Right.
Right. No.
Dang, this person's like self-righteous. I like
say,
it.
Like
say
it.
No, apologize made it right.
Yeah.
Okay. Any thoughts?
Yeah, that's good. I like it. Okay.
Survey says.
Okay.
Which we? Because that's kind of two different things.
Which one? Jordan, what do you want? Go with Maisie. She wasn't here last week.
Gotta go with Maisie.
And
okay.
You can ball too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a ball.
Yeah.
You get the black one.
Yeah.
Take black one for the center.
There we go. Yeah. There we go.
Racist.
Whoa, dang.
No,
I'm just gonna walk away now.
Yeah. And
okay.
Started,
okay. What's the answer? What's the response, Macy?
Oh, yes, I've done things wrong, but I've made it right, and I've apologized to that person.
Fair enough. Well, fair enough. Right. So, what does this lead you guys to think?
You've apologized think about, like, to everyone in your life.
Well, let's probably not argue that too much, right? That is good. That is good.
You can't remember
that's
everybody.
Good problem. Good problem question.
What about the people you didn't know that you offended?
Yeah, so that's right. Like,
but
what
if you
have...
No.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Elena has the ball. Elena
has the ball.
Elena's
got the ball.
Yeah.
We left
the
ball behind.
Even though you apologized, did those people accept that apology, or did they think that you really meant it?
Mackenzie's really excited for that.
I did really mean it.
Okay.
Did you know
okay.
Yeah.
Let's keep talking. Let's keep talking.
Just because you apologize, like, people might still have a grudge against you, and like, that doesn't make sense.
Oh, that's okay. It's perfect.
We're thinking it through. These don't have to be good ideas, guys. They just have to be ideas.
So if I rob the store and apologize to the police, does that make it okay?
Woo!
Why do you think it makes it right?
We have a theme going now.
Okay.
You want to go specific with, like, I think we're leaning towards, like, what Xavier Zabo said.
Jay, you want to share your answer?
What was your answer?
If I rob the store and then I say sorry to the police, will that make it okay? Or if I kill someone?
Oh.
In a...
Do I
automatically get excused?
Yeah. Did you say that?
Okay. So,
but I haven't done anything that dramatic.
Haven't done anything that dramatic?
Yeah.
As long as it's in my heart that I'm actually sorry.
I love Jordan's just holding on for the ball and hasn't said a single thing.
Can I go around about anything I want? Can you?
Wait, what?
Can I go? Can I go around and do anything I want and just apologize and get away with it?
Free country, but there's a limit to like things that like cross the line.
What's that?
100%.
Just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
we don't
know that.
Hold on.
Okay.
You don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
you got it. Stop being so saved.
Stop being so righteous.
I don't know. This is also you can also like turn it on them and be like, okay, well, are you perfect? Have you done everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
How do you know you're perfect?
I didn't say I was.
No.
but let's think it out. Like that, is that your response? Is that
yes.
Your response? Okay. So how do you know you're perfect? So all right, guys, we're safe. What are we gonna do?
No,
I didn't say I was.
Okay, keep going with that. Like how can we start to get this direction towards getting them what to think?
Strategically.
Turn my chest around.
Sorry, I didn't see your hands.
You It's like baby bottling it over here.
Okay.
I didn't say I was perfect, but I know that Jesus was perfect whenever he walked this earth, and so I can lean back on the fact that he was perfect, so I should try to be more perfect, or like more like him.
Okay, okay. I like how you're getting the Lord into this. Anybody else? Xavier, you got your hands crossed.
Like, just to like, like another way of like saying it with Kenzie is like, I know that I'm not perfect, but I've accepted Christ who was perfect, and the fact that he was perfect, and that I strive to be like him every day makes me better than I was when I wasn't saved.
So what makes us perfect, guys? What makes us perfect? Does somebody send it to you?
No, I'm not, but I'm justified.
No, but I try.
So the key, what I'm hearing here is the key is that we're recognizing that we're not perfect. That's a great thing to say, right? And then how are we going to get into the next level? It's a creative, abstract kind of way for nothing. This is a great way of saying, well, make sure you're perfect. I've had situations like that. I don't perfect. Okay, well, what about, you know, you got to think about like what else to say. What? Say it again. I'm not perfect, but I don't use sorry to justify my every action.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm trying to get them. I mean, you can't say that, but eventually what we're trying to get them to is Christ.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to try to direct them to.
We want to kind of like bring them in.
There's a simple verse I'm thinking of. It just simple says, there's none righteous, no, not one. That's over there in John 3:10. But there's also just a simple verse that, I mean, that talks about that, but... But essentially, we want to get them to see their need for Christ. But yeah, I'm not perfect, but I'm not trusting myself. I'm trusting what Christ did on the cross. And he was perfect. You see how I put it back on between them and Christ?
Yeah, do
that. No, you guys are doing it. We're just helping you get there.
It's not about you and them. The issue is between them and God, okay? Mm-hmm. So there's only one way that they can get to God. And what's that way?
By believing in him.
Believing in who?
God.
Believing in who?
Christ.
Jesus.
Okay.
He died for you.
Yeah. Because that's the way to get back to God.
What's another verse? Alex gave a good one. What's the verse that Elena has memorized?
3:23. Romans 3:23.
What does it say?
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
You know, just throwing out options, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
The wages of sin is death, but the...
So the response again, just to remind you guys so you can get your response ready, is what makes you perfect? Or why do you think you're so perfect? Or something like that.
That's it, probably.
What makes you so perfect? What's our response going to be?
Remember trying to point them to Christ.
You guys had it. I'm not, right? You said that first.
I was
going to step on
it. No, but I have someone who can forgive me for all my sins.
Okay. Okay. That's a good start.
All right, say it to them.
Say it.
So what's the official response?
Yep, we got Jay as our spokesperson.
I'm not perfect, but I know someone who can forgive me for all my sins. So what were you thinking?
You could just do it. You did what you were saying.
So I was like, kind of like, okay, that's good for you, but not for me.
Yeah, just kind of end it.
Caleb or Grayson, I guess. Okay. So, want me to say it or Jordan? You got
Jordan has the ball.
Yeah.
Good for you, but that's not for me.
What was your verse that you memorized?
Have you walked away or are you still standing there waiting for our response? Because that can happen.
It can happen.
Good for you.
That's why I was like,
we're standing in the lunch hall.
Okay, so they're still there. So they said, that's good for you, but not for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not liking that what they give me.
I hope I'm using
that word a lot.
Why is it not for you?
Okay.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
sounds good.
So you're just content with playing the hell burning when you have this savior?
That's harsh.
Oh,
that's
burn.
Good. That's good.
Brainstone.
He hit him right with the truth. I like it.
We're going to say, well, then were you trusting in your life?
So you're just happy with going to hell?
Okay.
What would you say? Say it again. It was so hard. I got scared for a second.
You're content with going to hell even though you're in the shape of it and bring you out of it.
I like that. What do you got? You were looking
something
up.
You need a wow and an awe factor. You really do.
Just because it's not for you, do you believe that there is such thing as a heaven or a hell and like that you can get there? That's a good way to turn it. I like that.
I like it.
Those go together really well.
Why are you okay with going to hell? Oh, okay. I need the ball.
So that goes with it. These are all kind of together. Elena, are you?
I know.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What you got?
If you're content with that, then you're well on your way to go burn for eternity.
Okay.
We could just say something as simple as this. Well, did you know that? But someone cares for you, so that you wouldn't have to go to hell. I mean, simply that. Did you know that there's someone that cares for you? Basically, because they're saying that, well, that's good for you, but not for me. It was like, well, someone truly cares for you, so that someone cares for you. That's why I'm asking, basically, mm-hmm. something like that.
Okay. I think with what Kenzie and Xavier said, but they didn't even talk about like heaven or hell. They're just good with saying sorry and being good with it. So bringing the fact that there is a heaven and hell, and it's great. Did you find what you needed?
Yeah. Ooh,
okay.
Ooh, like, even though you don't care, God still cares.
Okay.
Because his will for everybody is for you to get saved. And 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So even though you don't care, he still cares about you.
Okay.
Bible verses are good.
Yeah, these are good. These are good.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It didn't just say for me, it said for all, and you were included in that.
So heaven is not for you?
I like the side that adds to it, I like it.
Okay.
All right, so collectively, what's our response now? We can really kind of add a lot of these together.
So you're in with not my gosh. Thank you. So, are you okay with just being where you are and going to hell and being fine with it?
When there's a better place.
When there's a better place. Okay, back on. Okay.
Are you so aggressive? Okay.
Would you rather?
No. All right, let's serious response here. These people's souls are resting on our response.
But your souls are resting on our response.
At this point in time, you've sat there and mentally contemplated too long.
Yeah,
okay.
We're ready.
What do we got?
Response.
Xavier? You want
response. To Xavier's our spokesperson. Here we go.
So spokes it. Like going to hell and burning for all of eternity when there's someone out there that actually cares about you and wants you to go to heaven and is willing to save you.
That's
okay. All right. Can I say something for the unsaved people?
What do you need to be put Bryson on?
He's unsaved.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on that side of the road.
So, taking from what y'all were talking about dying in hell, well, what if I don't believe that there's a heaven and hell, you know? What if I believe that when I die, you know, that's it. There's nothing after that. Or maybe I believe that I'll be reincarnated into someone or something else.
You're
you know, maybe I don't care that I'm going to hell because I don't believe there is a heaven or hell.
Wow.
You know?
Sorry, you're a goner.
All right.
Okay. That's not the response. We have to wait. They're discussing.
Alex preached on it. Like, literally the other day, Alex said it. He said that I have it written down. It was like, if it's, hold on. He said, so if the person says, what if it isn't true? You could say, well, what if it is? You're in trouble. And if it isn't real, at least I know that I live a truthful life.
So are you playing both sides now?
Yeah, I'm playing both sides. I have to say a smart answer for that.
Yeah, no, I like
it. We could do, if there's somebody out there that cares for me, why haven't I seen anything in my life?
Or you don't, like, why have I had a bad life?
Why
like, if he's had, like, a bad life, like, why have I had a bad life right now?
Yeah.
Why
haven't I seen this person?
Like, does he think I'm a good person?
Is these going to be their responses?
What if some old man that's died millions of years ago actually, he only lived to be 33. You would be pretty productive.
Okay. Okay. All right. Bring it in.
Okay, so I see that, like, what is, so kind of like, yeah, what is, like, Christ or, like, the Bible or, like, these beliefs kind of, like, have to do with me? And then you guys are thinking, like, well, like, I haven't, like, kind of seen any evidence of, like, God caring in my life.
Yeah,
because I've kind of had, like, a crappy life before or something. Like, something like that.
Okay, all right. So, like, if God cares so much for me, then why have I had a bad life? So... I think both those things are good. So
yeah, it's gonna happen.
I think both those things are good. So
we gotta go with
better answers. Someone pick something. Or we can do Bryson's. That's a very real answer too.
Bryson's is good too. So
yep.
What do you guys think? We collectively
like,
agree on
combine
one.
It. Like,
combine it all.
Like,
so I don't believe. Too. You could be like, I don't believe in. I can still hand this to one of you guys. So you could say I don't believe in those things, but like. You know,
if it was true, like
if it was
why,
true, then
yeah.
Yeah, how does God? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Gonna combine it all. All right. So, I guess I'll. You want me to say?
Yeah, you got it. All
right, Caleb. Oh. All right, go for it.
I don't really believe in all those things, but if there was a God that cared about me, why haven't I seen it in my life yet?
Mm. Nicely compiled.
Okay, we got some excitement over here.
Thank you. I mean, back in Job.
That was good.
He
Caleb,
lost everything.
Job.
Way to combine
back
all this.
Job, he lost everything in his life. He lost his kids, he lost his land, he lost his, all of his animals. But God was just doing that to test him, test his will and love for him. In the end, he was rewarded.
That's good.
That's just like double.
You may not realize it because you say you don't believe in it, but like, God like tries so many things in your life to show you that he is there and that he cares for you. And he shows you things that, like, will hopefully get you to go to him. Like, if that includes having a crappy life, he'll still be trying to show you himself through that.
Mm-hmm.
Personal experience.
For everyone that asketh, receive it, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened.
Okay.
So you just haven't been wanting.
Oh crap, wait, no, I forgot what I was going to say. Backtrack. I am backtracking. You can have the ball.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got
it. Okay, think about it. You got it.
I got it.
Sit there. Ponder. What you got, Jay?
All things work together for good.
For who?
All.
To
what's the rest of the verse?
I forgot. I don't even know where it's at. I just heard it.
Romans
8. Yeah, that one.
All things work together for them.
That's what it is.
Oh.
That love God
oh, yeah.
To them that are called according to his purpose. So, save people only.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's a good verse,
no,
though.
That's good trying, though. Yeah, definitely. But, yeah.
You got it now?
Yes,
okay.
I got it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that was a sucky throw.
Okay.
So even though he hasn't shown you any, like even though he hasn't shown you, doesn't mean that he's not showing you in other ways that you're just not realizing.
Okay.
What's the verse that everybody in the world knows?
John 3:16.
What is it?
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Close.
I don't remember. I have something to add online.
Go for it.
You may think your life is happy because he's only doing minor things to get your attention, but it might take something major for him to really grab your attention. And like, even if you don't believe in it, everybody believes in God whenever like they need something.
Mm-hmm.
So. So that yeah, people go to him whenever they need something, whether that's through prayer, which. Obviously, won't work for the unsaved person, but they'll try, and they'll be like, "Well, why isn't it helping? Why isn't it helping?" Because you aren't saved, but it really will take something major for you to come back to them.
Think back to before you guys were saved and how you can relate to people. We talked about relating, but or think about unsaved people you've seen get saved too, like. You know,
yeah.
Be like, yeah, and you know what? I had a crappy life too before I realized that the Lord was looking out for me. And he had to do some pretty crazy
like,
things to get my attention. And then that's even tying
so
John 3:16 to get him.
So
or her. Yeah, exactly what you're saying. But you got to kind of like make it personal too. is telling people all the things that God's going to do for them is great, but if you want to make it, like, you got to make it personal sometimes for it to have that validity, you know?
Yeah.
So I think what you were saying really ties into, you could tie that in and be like, yeah, you know what? My life was crappy too before I got saved. And throw a verse in.
Okay, I'm not throwing a verse in because I don't
okay.
know one.
What you got?
But, like, I know for, like, my dad, like, it took him actually, like, not just people implanting knowledge into his brain and telling him that he needed to get saved,
mm-hmm.
but it was, like, a personal thing. Like, he had to do it on his own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry.
Got it.
Like, it can quite literally take you getting, like, slapped your back to mm-hmm. see that God is there. Like, how it took us and our family for mm-hmm. my mom to get, like, flat on her back to see that God is there. Has a hand in everything.
All right, last one, and then we're going to come up with a response.
I would ask them, well, then how do you think we all got here? How do you think everything we have is made? Did it just appear out of thin air, or?
Okay. So you're going after the, if that is true kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's fair, because, I mean,
yeah.
Alex's response,
yeah.
you know, that response of, well, what if it is true?
Mm-hmm.
That's a valid way of keeping someone on the rails.
Yeah.
There's a risk sometimes when witnessing that, like, someone gets you chasing what happens to the, like, people that live on an island, and that, you know, like, you can get dragged around.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it's, and soul winning is like wrangling a cat sometimes, you know, because it's just like, you know.
A word.
There you go. So,
okay, so
yeah, that's a fair response too.
What were you guys' response at the beginning, Drake? Like, what if we don't believe that stuff is for? Say it again, Caleb. Sorry.
I don't really believe that stuff, but if there's a God out there that cares, why haven't I seen it in my life?
Yeah. So what's gonna be?
You like the combination? Okay. So throw Kenzie the ball. Let's let Kenzie respond this time.
Oh, okay.
You got it. You're gonna respond. That's good.
Sorry.
All right. Are you gonna toss it in there?
Think back to what you first said, just about how the Lord kind of showed up in your own life and situation, even though you didn't recognize it at first, but it was Him trying to get your attention through the situations that were presented in your life.
So I can relate to that because I know that God had to do something drastic and major in my life to get me and my whole family to see that there is a God out there. My life was so crappy before I realized that there actually is a God out there that cares. And then after that, I realized that He does care, because why would He have done something so major to my family to, if there hypothetically wasn't a heaven or a hell or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Do
we want to go to
Jordan? What was your answer? Say it again. Say a little louder.
I have gone to God about it before, but, like, bad things still keep happening in my life.
Okay.
You don't have the ball.
No. I was gonna say
okay.
that I was just gonna say
goodbye.
I have to hang out.
Aww. Bye, Bum Bum.
Bye,
guys.
Bye,
y'all. I'll
see you
all Sunday.
We'll miss you.
Bye,
see
ya,
bro.
See
you,
bro.
I feel like you could also
Wait,
say,
just
like, how do you know that it was, like, God who did those things? Like,
that's good.
Because, like,
that's
how
good
did, like, He didn't come down and tell you, like, this is what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how do you, like, actually know that that was God and not just, like, your parents making that decision?
Okay. So how do you know that God actually did that?
If you
and then
see
Jordan
Santa,
is still like,
it wasn't just the parents.
I prayed once before, but, like, bad things keep happening. Okay. Or bad things kept happening. Caleb, any thoughts?
You guys have your Bibles you can use in there.
So
we could say, like, I used to go to church, but I didn't see anything change in my life. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's lots of people like that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because, like,
right.
People grew up in church
and
didn't do anything for them.
Okay. So one thing is, like, so they haven't, like, really, like, brought up anything about church. So I'm thinking, like, typically, like, unless they would, like, hint at it, like, the person probably wouldn't start, like, talking the subject of church if, like, they kind of haven't, like, gone that route yet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good response. But, like,
maybe, though. Because it's like, sorry, I'm on the wrong team.
You're right.
I was just thinking, because we're talking about
good.
God and
mm-hmm.
an unsaved person's God church equal.
Sure.
That's
yeah.
How they might.
So they might.
You know how things.
I'm just thinking like thinking like abstract ways too, because sometimes when you're talking to somebody, it's like, so sometimes you talk in like the sense of like church, or you talk about typical things like that, like anybody could grasp. But sometimes you can also go like another route too. Kind of like what Alex was saying with common sense. Mm-hmm. You can almost get like, well, think about it this way, kind of a thing. You know, like mm-hmm. I'm just saying like it could go either way. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Can you repeat your thing real fast?
Just talk.
I can relate to that because before I got saved, my life was like complete crap, and it took literally God to do something like drastic to get us back into the church and to get us like actually to see that there is a God.
Yeah. So I feel like, kind of like combining it together, you could say like, one, like how do you know it was God who got you back to church and not just like a decision you made mm-hmm. like out of the blue one day?
Yeah.
And then also
that's good.
Yeah, and like kind of pulling, because she mentioned church and going to it and like realizing there was a God, like being like, well, like I've been to church before and I've never seen God in my life or like
mm-hmm.
anything known of that there was a God.
Sure, yeah. Like I've been to this building before, but what does that mean?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Why not? Grayson, did you have any?
Catching your hand.
Any thoughts?
I've seen other people experience good things without going to church or experiencing God. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't have God and I'm doing bad, so like, what's. Like, they don't have God and I don't have God, so what's going on there? Mm-hmm.
So, like, good things are happening to people, like, that don't have God in their life, like, but then, like, I don't have God in my life and bad things happen to me, mm-hmm. kind of thing. Okay. So, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, those are all good options. It could definitely go to either of those ways. I'm thinking, want to combine them? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, kind of try to combine them. Yeah, Macy, I'm really liking yours. That kind of gets in the thing. I feel like that's a rival I don't see people go. Because sometimes it's like, it is hard to prove that, okay, I prayed and it worked. It's like, well, how do you know? It didn't just work out.
Okay.
So, that's a good thought.
So am I saying
that? Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
So, like, how do you know that it was, like, God in your life that made you want to, like, change your life and go to church? Because, like, I've made decisions where I want to change things about me. Like, I cut 6 inches off my hair. Like, that was a decision I made. It wasn't, you know, I didn't, you know, it's like, I guess that's like an example. Like, I can make decisions whenever I want. Like, I can make a decision to go to church. I can make a decision not to go to church. And that's not necessarily God telling me to do that. So, like, how can you tell that that's God? What does that mean?
How can you tell that's God?
I think that's more or less
okay.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, so like, how can you tell that?
And we've got probably 5 minutes to get this side done, and then I'm going to talk for a bit, and then we're going to be done, because it's actually getting late. So, be thinking.
How can you tell that it was God that affected your life, guys?
Don't agree.
We don't have a wall.
Yeah.
Enough for like maybe moments for people like they like pray, like I know if you're like in the hospital, like, and hypothetically if you're in the hospital and like, you know, that little chaplain man that comes around, you know, which religion are you, you know, cause so I can say the right thing or whatever. And like sometimes it won't hit you whenever you're laying there on the ground, but it will hit you then whenever somebody's praying over you or whatever, for you to like actually feel like, hey, maybe this is a sign from God that I need to get back or get to the church and get saved. And so you might not feel it then whenever you're in the middle of trouble or whenever you're in the middle of something, but what comes after that, you may feel like this is my, like, maybe like my, like, final, like, straw, like, stuff has happened in my life before, but this is really, like, the thing that, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, this is, like, the thing that, like, really, like, opens my eyes to God, and I can, like, kind of, like, feel him, like, there whenever this person's, like, praying or whatever for me. It just, like, convicts me.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, and think about your original response to them was about what happened in your family. You know, how your mom got in that car wreck. I didn't even say that, but like laid on her back. The turnaround, it wasn't really a choice you guys made. You know, like it wasn't a choice. And what happened after that really wasn't based on your choices. It was pretty much impossible to turn around with human, right? Intervention. Mm-hmm. So how could you go that route, maybe?
I think you said it with conviction. Mm-hmm. God convicts every person. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that prod that you know that you're missing something mm-hmm. Within your life. And it doesn't matter if you have a successful career or this or that, there's still an emptiness that people usually have or just what keeps people kind of searching and looking for something else. Why do people look for successful careers? Why do people look for...
When people try to fill that void with something that mm-hmm. is temporary.
And that's what that conviction comes back to, which you're talking about. So people are always trying to fill themselves with things. And so if it was something like that, I would just send them back to the fact that, you know,
because I'm truly here could
fulfill
a lifetime of happiness.
Yeah, like, are you satisfied? Like, when you see, like, are you
Well, that could be a response we say. Like, well, that was just an example. I'm not saying, like, it would change. That could be a response.
My thing is just, are you satisfied?
Yeah.
Most people in their lives are not satisfied. People that make millions and billions of dollars, they're not happy. They're not satisfied in their life. And so I would try to bring it back to something along those lines. We're talking, well, how do I know? Well, I know for, and this is the thing, once again, guys, make it between them and the Bible, make it between them and the Lord, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't, yes, we can bring personal experience, but make it between them and God. So when they say something like that, well, I know because of the Bible, simply was what I'm basing some of these things on, or just how do I know that God was because of that conviction he gave me. At the end of the day, I had an emptiness and a void in my life. And guess what? The Lord was the only thing that truly fulfilled that thing within my life that I was looking for, I was searching for. And you can use your personal experience. Me and my family, we were searching for things out here and everything else, but it never satisfied us. Okay? But when we went and actually did what the Bible said, we revert them back to the Bible and what God says in the Word, then you can say, that's the only thing that gave me true satisfaction or fulfillment. So are you satisfied today? Could you truly tell me that you're satisfied with where you're at?
We'll cut it off there.
Because
this is a good, I mean, the reason we do this exercise is so that you guys, I mean, feel free to rearrange so you can look at me real fast. But, yeah.
I'm basically thinking of how you can dodge the question instead of like letting them help us.
Yeah.
It feels weird to think that way. It's like, I don't want to get saved. How can I dodge you? Like,
just
save. Yeah, you guys are definitely playing
it
hard.
It feels weird, but yeah. I feel like that was part of it.
So yeah,
like,
no.
Yeah.
So there's a couple things I want you guys to take away from here, right? So the reason we do this and the reason why, I mean, this, we're not done. We're going to keep doing this. We'll mix it up. It might not be the exact same format every time. Eventually, we'll do pairs. I don't know what we'll do. I'm still thinking about it. But the reason we do this is so I want you guys to be able to, like, right, this is exactly what would happen if you were to start talking to someone. And first of all, I want you to realize, number one, like, you guys are doing it, right?
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, if at the end of that conversation, if it got cut off right there, the bell rang, class period over, number one, well, they know that you're a Christian. Number two, they've got some Bible. Mm-hmm. Number three, they've got some truths. So at the end of the day, was that a wasted conversation?
No.
No, it was not.
You don't have to win them right there.
And
exactly.
You left them with some thought-provoking.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly,
things.
Yeah. Now, you know, and thinking about that, now, I will say, could we have technically got them to a more Bible-focused spot sooner? Absolutely. I mean, I think that was fine. And and especially when it comes to classmates, you got to know when to build a relationship and when to just like start whipping stuff out. But I would encourage you guys always, you know, as you're looking at stuff, get more Bible memorized, get more verses memorized. You know, at the end of the day, you're not getting people saved because God makes you feel special. You're getting them saved because you have a sin debt. And so that's why S is the first stop here. And that's why the Romans Road is fundamentally the blueprints you want to follow is because, right, if I get them saved because it's going to do all these good things for them, that's not the right way to get saved, right? Someone needs to get saved because they understand their sin debt. And that's the, before they can even move on, that's the fourth part here, requirements before moving on. Fundamentally, someone can't move on to getting saved until they realize they're a sinner. So that's, you know, it's why we deal with that. That's why it's one of the main goals when you're talking to someone, hey, how can I bring up, like, heck, the fact that I was a sinner, right? But yeah, I was forgiven. There's a couple opportunities where he could have maybe steered it towards that. And yeah, I think that was a good conversation still. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. But just, you know, in these conversations, you can have it be a conversation or you can get strategic and start pulling out big guns faster. Kind of like when you actually start dropping hell or start dropping Bible verses, right? You're actually shaping the conversation in less about emotions and feelings and experiences and more to the Bible and God. So I would just encourage you guys with that. Just things to learn. Like I said, we're going to keep trying it again because I think this is just the only way that you can learn to witness and the only way you can learn to talk to people is by trying it. And we don't got any unsaved people in this room to talk to, so we get to fake it. But that's what we're going to do. But I've got more stuff to teach you next week. It'll all be different. Well, we're not here next week.
Right.
Sad day. Thanksgiving. Speaking of which, you all saw my note about the Thanksgiving or the Christmas party, yes?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, we need to very quickly. I need to take the votes.